All right, Rabbi Osai, good morning. Let us begin. So we are picking up this morning in Sif Yud Beis. The truth is the rest of Aleph was a bracketed part, which we'll actually touch on the topic in Emirat Hashem a couple of Seifim from now. But this morning we'll pick up on Sif Yud Beis. And again, I sent out the PDF on the WhatsApp chat just a few moments ago. So hopefully you'll see it there. So the Rebbe begins as follows. Really an incredible and profound idea. So he writes as follows. He says, B'tshuva, when it comes to tshuva, yesh shnei inyonim. There are two aspects to the concept of tshuva. Lahaba, v'tikun ha'avar. It's really an incredibly profound idea. When it comes to the concept of tshuva, there are two parts. There's lahaba. There's the future-oriented aspect of tshuva, and there is tikkun ha'avar, a fixing of the past. Now, I will say, in general, what the Rebbe is highlighting over here, now, this is not unique. This is not unique, ultimately, to tzidkas ha'tzadik, but even the Rambam has this idea that, for example, when it comes to tshuva, so according to the Rambam, what's the first step of tshuva? Is vidui, confession. Right, as the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, the kishi yaseh tshuva chayiv lehisvados. When a person wants to do tshuva, ultimately, again, he has an obligation to perform vidui, confession. What's confession? So confession is reconciling with your past. We're going to see the Rebbe is going to highlight a more in-depth approach to dealing with one's past. But that's the basic yisod. When I do vidu, when I confess what I've done, I'm acknowledging that I've misused my past. I'm acknowledging that I've done something wrong in my past. Then remember, a good part of tshuva is focused on future. Kabbalah al ha'asid. I accept upon myself to do something different going forward. In other words, I'm not going to spend my life beating myself up over what happened. But at this point in time now, I'm going to go ahead and move myself forward and try to live differently in the future. So the Rabbi, these are the two aspects of tshuva. Lahaba, future-oriented, v'tikun ha'avar, and ultimately going ahead and fixing that which is in the past. So the Rabbi writes something amazing. He says as follows. He says, if you take a look actually at the Be'uri HaChassidus for just one moment, at the end of the right-hand paragraph, Matzino b'gimara b'reish brachas, shatora mavdila ba'adam shenitma, bein hava'as kaparaso, lebein taharaso, be'erev shemesh. So we'll say, the truth is, once again, we're seeing over here that Reb Tzadok is really focusing his insights on the beginning of Maseches Brachos. So remember again, the Mishnah spoke about the idea, me'ima sain korin shema ba'arvin. What time do we begin to recite the nighttime Shema? So the Gemara says, Mishar shakohanim nichnasan le'achol b'trumasan. From the time that a Kohen who is Tamei goes in to eat his Truma. So remember again, what does that mean? So a Kohen who's Tamei has two different aspects to his purification process. There's the Kapara, the atonement piece, which is achieved through a Karban. And then there's the Tara piece, the purification piece. Now, interestingly enough, the Tara and Kapara are achieved at two different times. Complete Tara is not achieved until nightfall, whereas Kapara, the bringing of the carbon, could actually be achieved earlier on in the day when the carbon is brought. So the Rebbe is using this model of Tara and Kapara to highlight a dynamic process for tshuva. He says, Aleph, Amin Beore Chassidus Aleph, Lashpia Lov Lahabo, Lios Tovlo Lahamshich Lachto. So number one is to go ahead and decide to be better going forward. I made a decision that I'm going to be a different person going forward. I'm not going to continue to sin going forward. I'm not going to continue to live the wrong kind of life going forward. And Beis, v'tikun l'nafsho min ha'pigam m'shepagam b'zman ha'avar. And Beis, of course, is to go ahead and fix my soul. Literally fix my soul from the deficiencies that are a result of the things that I've done in the past. Okay, so this is the model of tshuva, says Reb Tzadok. Tikkun, or I should say, lahaba, the tikkun ha'avar. Resolve to live differently going forward and somehow trying a way to fix that which was done in the past. So he goes on, v'zeh taima, Shetzarech Shnei Dvarim. And therefore the Rebbe says, this is why we ultimately, again, in the Tara process, the Rebbe will say, now this is what's very interesting over here. The Tzaddik is going to posit that the purification process for a person who is Tameh, it models, or I should say, creates for us the proper model of change. So he says, for example, let's say a person who's Tameh, not the coin, even coin right now, but right, let's say a person is a Zav, he quotes it in Berech Hasidus, or a person is a Mitzora. So what's the model of change? Or I should say, what's the model of purification for a Zav or a Mitzora? So such a person requires Shnei Dvarim. Such a person requires two things. Tara al Lahaba. So as we said before, step number one, if you're Tameh, talk about Mamish, someone who is Tameh, someone is a Zav, someone is a Mitzora. So what's the first step for that person's purification? Step one is Tara al Lahaba. Purification for the future. Now, if you look in the Berech Hasidus, because it's very important, he says as follows: Tara utvila b'mikva v'heruv shemesh haromezes altikon nafsho mikan ulahaba. So we'll say, remember again, let's say a person who is tummy. So what does he have? What's the Tara process? So remember again, we'll say one more time. In the Rebbe is pointing out that pretty much every purification process has two parts. There's Tara and there's Kapara. So Kapara we're going to leave on the side for a moment. Tara refers to the future-oriented process. That's ultimately, again, my resolve to do something different going forward. What does Tara look like? So if you look again in the Be'orei Chasidus, he says, Tvila b'mikva, it refers to immersion in a mikvah, and Herav Shemesh, and allowing the sun to go down, right? So nightfall, I need nightfall, and I need immersion in a mikvah. So he writes over here as follows, Haromezes altiko nafsho mikana labo. This process, immersion in a mikvah, sunset, refers to the process of what I need to do to correct my life going forward. This is not talking about reconciliation with the past. This is talking about fixing things going forward. Now, if you look at the bracketed area in Be'uri HaChasidus, he explains this in a very dramatic and beautiful fashion. He says, so this is really quite beautiful. So I want to say, what does immersion refer to? So immersion refers to, says Reb Tzaddik, again, remember, we're using the model of Tumah, the model of general Tumah, to go ahead and highlight for us a process for personalistic change, for personalistic tshuva. So a person is a Zav, a person is a Mitzora, so what does he have to do to remedy that situation? So he needs to go to the mikvah, says Reb Tzaddik, what does the mikvah represent? The mikvah is immersion. So on a technical level, I'm immersing myself in water. On a deeper level, says Reb Tzaddik, when you want to affect change in your life, so what do? Immerse yourself in Torah. Immerse yourself in Torah. Now what's the pshat? Again, I don't think any of us will argue. Of course, immersion in Torah sounds fantastic, but how exactly does that help me in the realm of change? So look at this. We'll just do one more line and we'll have to stop. He says, I'm reading in the Be'uri HaChasidus, the left-hand column, 2, 4, 6, 7 lines in. The bracketed area. Because Rabbi Torah has a way, ultimately again, of purifying and washing the das of a person. Rebbe said, this is really an incredible yisod, which is the power of Torah is that when a person immerses himself in learning, and we're going to see again, learning is only the first step. When a person is immersing himself in learning, he's surrounding himself with positive influences. He's surrounding himself with spiritual positivity. And when you want to get your life on the right track, you need to make sure that you are surrounding yourself indeed with that positive spirit of spiritual positivity. Like just like the water in the mikvah surrounds the body of the person. Rabbi said, to take it a little bit further, what's the halacha by mikvah? They can't be a chatzitza. If there's any interposition, if there's anything interrupting between your body and the water, so the immersion is invalid. Says Reb Tzadik. Ultimately, again, when it comes to fixing the way one is living, I did something wrong. And so now I want to fix my life going forward. I have to reconcile my past and I have to fix my life going forward. Now, interesting enough, I will say, if you notice over here, he has the notion of Tara al Haba, purity going forward, before Tikkun HaAvar, before fixing the past, which is really quite interesting, because what Reb Tzadik is positing is, you need to move your life forward. At any given time in life, life always has to move forward. So how do I move my life forward when I'm so broken, have so much baggage, and I've done so many things? First step is, immerse in the mikvah. And says Reb Tzadik, what's immersion in the mikvah? Immersion in Torah. Just like the mikvah, the water covers my body in totality, so too sometimes I need to immerse myself in Torah, literally again cover myself in spiritual positivity, and that will allow me to begin to move my life forward and live my future differently than my past. Right? We'll have to stop with Rabbos. I'm sorry, we're ending off kind of in the middle of this, but we'll stop over here. We'll pick up the Mirat Hashem with this theme tomorrow.